As a senior in high school, I've had to make some pretty important decisions recently, mainly what I'm going to do with the rest of my life, along with a few minor choices like how on earth am I going to pay for college? Considering I'm only 18 and barely know what I want to eat for lunch or what color socks I'm going to wear each day, that thought process has been a little stressful. If you had asked me at the start of this year what I was going to do with the rest of my life, I would have told you I was going to college, then grad school, and eventually becoming a pharmacist. But if you ask me right now what I want to do with the rest of my life, my answer to you is I don't know. My parents recently told me that if someone my age tells you that they have their entire life planned out, they're lying. And I know that sounds a little cynical, but they're right. If you've gone on a college visit in the past couple of years, you'll know that the average college student changes their major 4 to 5 times. So to those of you that think you have it all figured out, take that class that's required for your liberal arts degree with an open mind. You just might not have everything figured out like you thought you did. If you're going into a trade, try anything and everything till you find something you truly love to do. The reason I say this is because even if you have your entire life planned out, or not at all, you're probably going to change your mind a few times, which is perfectly okay. As long as you keep in mind that God has given us the tools to go out and make the world a better place, it doesn't matter what stage of life you're in, or if you're a pharmacist or cashier at McDonald's, you will improve the life of others and will truly be lighting up our world, especially if you love what you do. When I first met with Chuck to go over my sermon, he asked me a question that really stuck out in my mind. Chuck knows that I'm a very science-oriented person, so I love chemistry. I'm kind of a huge nerd. It's fine. And he knew that I was planning on pursuing a career in pharmacy. And knowing that I'm very science-oriented, he asked me if it was hard for me to have faith. And my answer, in short, was absolutely not. Even though I am extremely science-oriented, I believe that there are things in this life that can't be totally explained by science alone. For example, I immediately thought of the Big Bang Theory, and no, I'm not talking about the TV show, but the theory that is oftentimes most believed about the creation of the universe. If the entire universe was in fact created from a small cluster of elements, how did that create life as we know it today? Where did the materials and energy come from? More importantly, how did a cluster of space rocks create the complex living and thinking organisms that we are today? As I think more about it, the less I'm inclined to believe that it just happened. Honestly, I could voice my opinions about this all day, but that's not what I want to share with you guys. So no, it is not difficult for me to have faith in God and be science-oriented. As I was sitting down thinking about the message I wanted to convey to you all, I kept on thinking about all the adults that have helped me through my faith journey, such as Bob, Chuck, along with all the other adult leaders in SWAT, and of course my parents. My faith journey would have been very different than it has turned out today. I will never forget how you could just tell how much Bob loved what he did when he walked in the room. Every time I came to SWAT, which honestly was not as frequently as it should have been, I was greeted with a smile and a hug. People like Bob are fine to hard these days, and I think we could all take a few lessons from the way he interacted with everyone around him. It didn't matter how difficult the task was on mission week or how hot and humid it felt. Trust me, 95 degrees and 90% humidity is not fun. Bob always found a way to make the work seem fun, and he was always happy, and that made the work just seem that much easier for all of us. I know that whatever path I decide to take with my life, the skills and the inspiration that I've drawn from people like Bob make me feel blessed to have been a part of this program and will always stick with me. So for the younger members of SWAT, don't worry if you don't have your entire life planned out yet. You have time. And for their parents, I wish you all the best of luck, knowing that you're not going to need it. For everyone else in the room, the fact that you are all here tells me you're learning all you need to know to go out and make the world just a little bit brighter. And sure, there's going to be troubles along the way, but everybody knows the brightest glow sticks have had a couple of cracks. Amen.